The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My name is Eric, and welcome to a new episode of Japan Top 10.
Japan Top 10.
Our annual listener survey is out, and we want to hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, along with learning more about you, the listener. It only takes around 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will select a random survey entrant to receive a free, that's free, $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. And did you know you don't need a Costco membership to use the cash card? Full details on the survey are at jtop10.jp/survey. Now here's Miki to translate this message into Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見を聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカードもしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくは Japan Top 10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
Thank you, Miki. New in our countdown at number 10, it's Glay with Colors.
Number 10.
Thank you.
Even with a name that may or may not be a misspelling of the word gray, Glay are one of Japan's most successful artists. Originally signed in 1993 to an indie label run by Yoshiki Hayashi from X-Japan, who also produced the band's debut single, Rain. Colors is Glay's 57th single from the album G4 V Democracy 2019. The song is used as the main theme for the theatrical edition of Gekijoban Final Fantasy XIV-ko no Oto-san, a story in association with Square Enix about a father and son reconnecting through Final Fantasy. Another new song in our countdown at number 9, it's Lisa with Gurenje.
Number 9.
Gurenje was used as the opening theme for the anime Kimetsu no Yaiba, or the English title, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, based on the hugely popular Shonen Jump series written by Koyoharu Kotoje, following Tanjiro and his sister Nezuko. The song was released as Lisa's 15th single alongside Propaganda. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Down two spots on our countdown at number eight, it's Vicky Blanca with Sava.
Number eight.
Je sens si toi Tristan Tout ça coûte j'existe Là-bas sous le ciel du midi Tu te demandes ça
You can currently hear Sava in the TV commercial for Spotify in Japan. The single has also been released with Lucky Ending, the theme for the anime Fruits Basket, and includes karaoke versions of both it and Sava. Gaining one spot on our countdown at number seven, it's Perfume with Nana Nana Nairo.
Number seven.
Written by DJ, record producer, composer, and songwriter Yasutaka Nakada, it was digitally released on July 6th and included on Perfume's first best of album, Perfume the Best P-Cubed, which is set to be released on September 18th. The song is being used in the TV commercial for Kurashie's line of sheet masks. If you've ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. They left, now they're back. It's Bump of Chicken at number 6 with Aurora.
Number 6.
Bump of Chicken released their 9th studio album on July 10th, Aurora Arc, which includes 9 of the band's previously released tracks, as well as 5 new songs. The cover art is a collaboration between visual designer Verdi and photographer Yoshiharu Ota, who traveled to the Yellowknife to take photos of the Aurora Borealis. And Yellowknife is located in this podcast's home and native land, Canada. At number 5, brand new on this countdown, it's I'm Yon with Manatsu no Yoru no Nioi ga Suru.
Number 5.
The song's music video was directed by Tomokazu Yamada, who also directed Aimyon's music video for Marigold. The slightly haunting, somber video sees Aimyon suspended by ropes in a dimly lit corridor, playing the guitar by a closed window and surrounded by dancers dressed in suits moving over tatami. The song is being used as the ending theme to the TBS drama Heaven Gokuraku Restaurant. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will fit your company's needs. At number four, new in our countdown, it's Alexandros with Geshoko Horizon.
Number four.
The song was released in July of this month and is being used in the TV commercial for Aquarius. The music video is a live performance, the final Saitama Super Arena performance of the tour Sleepless in Japan. Another new song, can you believe it? On our countdown, at number 3, it's Sumika with Ikoru.
Number 3.
Ikoru, or Equal, is part of a double A-side with song Traveling from the second full album, Chime, released in March of this year. The music video shows a documentary-style performance at Yokohama Arena. It's also the opening theme for Mitsuru Adachi's Mix anime, a continuation of his very popular anime, Touch. In the words of lead vocalist and guitarist Kenta Kataoka, Mix is set 30 years after Touch. I used to watch Touch during summer vacation when I was in elementary school. I watched it in the morning, played grass baseball with my friends outside in the afternoon. Mix depicts high school baseball, but I wanted to express something important about the growth of young people. Trying to write the lyrics, thinking again about that time. Join our Patreon Donors Club. If you want to enjoy some extra songs on this episode, check out the program. Starting at just $1 a month, visit our website at jtop10.jp/club for more details. Holding on to the number two spot, it's Spitz with Yasashi Anoko.
Number two.
This is the band's 42nd single and is the theme song to the NHK series Natsuyora, which is set in Hokkaido. The song uses Ainu words in its lyrics. It's from the band's 16th album, released 3 years since their last. The limited edition album DVD version also includes music videos for Arigato-san, Yasashi Anoko, and Nikkei, including an offshot in France. The band just announced their national tour, the Spitz Jamboree Tour 2019-2020 Nikkei. And still at number one, it's Second Action with Wasure Rari Nai No.
Number one.
春風で揺れる花手を振る君に見えた新しい街のこの寂しさいつかは思い出になるはずさ
The band came up with their name using the word sakana, or fish, and action. In the band's own words, it reflects a wish to act quickly and lightly, like fish in the water, without fearing changes in the music scene. It's from the album 834-194, released on the 19th of June of this year, and includes 8 of the band's previously released tracks from this era, as well as 10 new songs. The album's cover art was designed by artistic unit Nerhal, and features a number of overlapping photographic images. For all of you in the J-Top 10 Nation, here's an indie spotlight. It's Violet Vibe with Tell Me.
I don't wanna let you know about me.
Violent Vibe is an 80s-inspired synthwave project focusing on the catchy vibes that were so popular during this era. The Japanese influence in the music was inspired by the opening theme song for the anime Samurai X. You can hear more music from Violent Vibe on Spotify and SoundCloud. Don't forget to fill out our annual listener survey at jtop10.jp/survey for a chance to win a free $50 Costco cash card or $50 Amazon gift card. Aaron and myself are going to pair up once again to bring you guys a special episode about the biggest idol music from the last decade. I hope you're ready for all of that. My name's Eric, and thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. We're all there. Just have a listen, leave us a review, 5 stars if you don't mind, and we'll see you next time on Japan Top 10.
Japan Top 10.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.